Good morning. My name is Ko Shoyagi. I am Residence Minister of Aie Hongaji Buddhist Temple. It is my great honor to share the Dharma with you through this radio program, White Way by Moiri Hongaji Buddhist Temple. September 2009, 12 years ago, a young, enthusiastic minister was arrived at Honolulu International Airport. A couple days after he started his orientation at the headquarters, the Pacific Buddhist Academy was opened. He always feels that his career as overseas minister and the history of Pacific Buddhist Academy are similar. 12 years he grows as a minister, only a little bit, but Pacific Buddhist Academy grows big as a private high school. He is asking for continuing support for Pacific Buddhist Academy. 12 years, he had a lot of experience and encounters. Some makes him happy, some makes sad. He feels that's the life itself. He was assigned as a residence minister on Maui, Kauai, Big Island, and Oahu, so he knows different island life. And he always enjoy. He loves to joke, drink, laugh, and sing. His name is Ko Shoyagi. Yes, it's about me. Well, today I'd like to share with you about Ohigam. First of all, give me permission to sing Ohigam song. Ohigam, Ohigam. Ohigan-san, Otera-e itte omairi shimashou. Ohana mo kirei, obebe mo kirei. Ohisama niko niko yondemasu. Thank you. Thank you very much. The translation of the song goes, Ohigan, Ohigan, Ohigan-san. San is an honorific title. Let's go to the temple and attend service. The flowers are so beautiful and people wear kimono nicely. The sun is calling you with smile. Ohigan. It is a special Japanese term meaning the other side of water or other shore. The original word higan is paramita, which means to arrive at the other shore, in reference to the other shore of nirvana or enlightenment as opposed to this shore, the shigan, this shore of samsara or delusion. O of Ohigan is the Japanese honorific word. The Ohigan observance is not mentioned in Indian or Chinese record and it's believed to have originated in Japan in the time of Shotoku Taishi. Ohigan. These special services are observed by most Japanese Buddhists during the month of March and September of each year. During the month of March, Ohigan begins on the 18th and ends on the 24th. And in September, it begins on 20th. And ends on the 26th. The 4th days of each month are the main days of observance. During the week-long observance of study and meditation, the emphasis is placed on the observance of the 6 special practices called the 6 paramitas, which brings us to the other shore. The 6 paramitas or 6 practices are, first, dana, that's charity and kindness to others. The closer we approach the right view of life, there is dana, a spontaneous giving of self to others, for we come to see the interdependence of life. Number 2 is sila. Personal discipline. Personal discipline is the mastery over self, not in the sense of suppression, but as the free and spontaneous expression of a mature individual. Compassion is incomplete until personal discipline becomes an effortless activity. Man cannot help others unless he is able to help himself. Number three is Shanti. Patience. The practices of Dana and Siddha, which are external and internal disciplines of the path, cannot be accomplished overnight. They require patience, which is the key to the successful attainment of any meaningful goal. In Buddhism, patience, fortitude, and perseverance are stressed because the timeless value of an act is determined by the length and depth of patience put into an act. Number four is virya. That's effort. Patience and effort go hand in hand, and one cannot do without the other for successful result. Nothing of value is accomplished without the struggle. Number five is dhyana. That's meditation. Meditation means to reflect on right view, its meaning, and its relationship to daily life. Through meditation in solitude, the Buddhist sees the deepening center of peace within himself. The last one, number six, is prajna. That's wisdom. Prajna is the eye of wisdom which develops right view to its most perfect vision. It is seeing things, including the self, as they are, devoid of self-centered ignorance and blindness. When prajna is expressed in action, it becomes dana. Therefore, the cycle of the six paramita is repeated once again until there is a spiral progression to absolute right view, where prajna and dana become one. Prajna is supreme wisdom, and dana is supreme compassion. Together, they form the two important pillars of Buddhism. So, by following these six practices, we can surely pass from this shore of delusion over to the other shore of enlightenment. During Ohigan season, people are offered botamochi for spring and ohagi for fall for their family altar. These are Japanese sweet made with rice, made with sweet rice and sweet azuki paste, the red bean paste. They are made by soaking sweet rice for an hour or more. The rice is then cooked, and a thick azuki paste is hand-packed around pre-formed balls of sweet rice. The two different names are delivered from the botam, peony, which blooms in the spring, and the hagi, Japanese bush clover or lespedeza, which blooms during autumn. These Japanese sweets looks like these flowers. For Ohigan season, let us enjoy the Dharma and ohagi, the sweet rice with the red bean paste. Let us enjoy the Dharma and ohagi on the occasion of Ohigan service and Ohigan season. Thank you very much for listening. Please have a wonderful day. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.